At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With seven drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
That's all I can muster after this Heat win. The Heat win in double overtime. Who the hell cares what the score is? They outscored the Hawks by 8. I got the red light behind me because I think I'm mad, but I'm pretty much, you know, I'm pretty consistent in saying that don't ever be mad after a win, right? You know what? You know how I always get on Eric Reed for scoreboard watching? Let's go ahead and do it tonight. You know, let's see what's going on around the Eastern Conference with the teams that are pretty close to the Miami Heat, right? So tonight, you had pretty much everyone play since yesterday was the night off. Shout out to UConn for winning the national championship. Let's look at the Pacers, who win by like 17 points on the road, drop 140. Okay, it's impressive performance. Let's see what Philly did. 18-point win versus the trashy Detroit Pistons. The Miami Heat. Double overtime to beat the Atlanta Hawks. I see the Orlando Magic lost. So, there's that. But, you look around the league and these teams that Miami's fighting for position with are easily taking care of business. And you gotta go to double overtime to beat the Hawks? But you know what? Hey, listen, my guy JJ Redick on his podcast once said that comparison is the thief of joy. And who am I to compare? Because a win is a win. So let's try to get into the positives of the game. Miami was up 16 in the first half. Okay. Got killed in the third quarter. I mean, DeAndre Hunter, he sure was a Tyler Hero Hunter. No, I'm just kidding. Let me be actually pretty positive about Tyler Hero, because if I kept that going for too long, people would be roasting me like crazy in the comments, which is probably pretty good for the algorithm. So speaking of that, make sure y'all like the video, subscribe, drop your comments down below on how you feel after tonight's game, because it was stressful. But Tyler Hero, I said I was gonna be positive. I'll be positive. I thought Tyler Hero was sensational with a capital S. Of course, going into today's game, you were missing Duncan Robinson. You were missing Terry Rozier. Coincidentally, I made a video late last night saying how I think they should rest those guys because they don't look healthy. And then sure enough, we got the news both those guys were out. Now, I do hope that they're both okay. I guess I also hope Giannis is okay. If you guys didn't see, he went down with a pretty scary non-contact injury. the calling it a calf strain. We don't root for injuries over here for the opponent. Obviously, I think that is the scum of the earth, people that do that. So I do want to say I pray everything is okay with Giannis, and it's not as big a scare as it seems it might be. But anyways, the Heat were missing Duncan Robinson and Terry Rozier. We pretty much knew that Tyler Hero was going to be back inserted into the starting lineup. So guys like me that have been campaigning to keep Tyler on the bench or have him come off the bench, we had a two-game sample size in which the Heat really didn't look great. And now we got to see Tyler Hero back in the starting lineup, and he was absolutely incredible. His final stats tonight, 33 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 13 for 25 shooting, 52%. And I just thought he was overall, he was a plus 15. And in a game that went to double overtime, a plus 15, that shows that his impact on the game today was truly amazing. Even early on, obviously he was hitting his threes and everything like that, but he was getting to the rim a ton. He's been getting to the rim the last couple games too, which is something that I think he struggled with a lot this year. I found a lot of times when he was getting to the basket, he was getting blocked. But I do feel like he was pretty good on that today. But then in that double overtime, that first overtime was rough. We'll get into the end of the game, last possessions in a second. But in that double overtime, he was huge. Hit a couple huge free throws in the monster floater to finally take the lead. And then the Heat pretty much never really looked back. You got a huge bucket from Hayward Highsmith. Let me tell you this. Miami owns Atlanta. Listen to the audio.
And a minute 40 left here in double overtime. Listen to the Let's Go Heat chants. Highsmith responds.
You absolutely love to see it. So shout out to Hayward Highsmith too. Even in the first overtime, hit a monster three to tie. Monster three for a guy that's been playing incredible. His minutes have been cut kind of short since they got everyone back, especially they got Kevin Love back. But I'm glad he was able to get some run today. A lot of that is obviously because Caleb Martin was terrible. 0 for 9 for him. But that probably means he'll go off next game. So not financial advice. Smash the Caleb Martin over next game. I am happy though, because I'm not going to lie to y'all. I smashed the Heat money line when they were like up 2 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I got like minus 100 odds. I'm like, the Heat up 2? I know they can't score, but it's the Hawks. And then they really could not score that final fourth quarter. But let's fast forward to the final possession of the fourth quarter. And this was my reaction.
You call a timeout and that's the shot that you get.
You can see here, terrible ball movement, or lack thereof, because there was no ball movement. Spoelstra finally called a timeout. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to set up some sort of play. Maybe, of course, you know, you want the last shot, so have Jimmy hold for maybe until 10 seconds. Have someone set a screen, have a couple screens, a guy back door, something. And then they end up getting with like a Tyler Hero prayer. Doesn't even hit the rim. Not Tyler's fault. Jimmy put him in a terrible spot. How the hell is that the shot that you get in it to win a game? I don't get it. Going into that fourth quarter, the Heat actually did, or into the overtime, excuse me, the Heat did get down 4. It's kind of scary. But then you also got a monster Nikola Jovic 3. That boy was hooping tonight. And I can't go any further without shouting out Nikola Jovic, who had 23 points, 8 rebounds tonight, shot 8 of 12, 5 of 8 from 3. He was amazing tonight. And the fact that Spoelstra trusts him in a late fourth quarter, double overtime, clutch game, that says something. Think about how far Jovic has come from 2 months ago, 3 months ago. This is a guy that was out of the rotation earlier. And now he's playing double overtime minutes I don't know if this game is pretty important, because mathematically after tonight, I don't know if the Heat can get to 6. I think technically they can, because I believe the Magic could actually fall from almost number 2 all the way down to 7. But I don't know for sure. I don't worry about what other teams are doing. I need the Heat to win. We'll worry about the rest later. But Nikola Jovic was awesome tonight. Obviously, we've been talking about his improvements defensively and sliding his feet. But even offensively now, he's not just a spot of three-point shooter. He's getting to do the things with the ball in his hand that he's been wanting to do all year. We heard some, you know, concerns earlier for him that he's a point guard. He's playing out of position, sort of like a stretch four. But now you're seeing him be able to get the rebound, push the pace, go coast to coast, find guys up for assists, finish in the paint himself. He is overall a very versatile, great player. And he has me excited for the future. What else do we got here? So they go to double overtime. Or we'll go to the end of overtime, I guess. Once again, the Heat have the ball. And Jimmy Butler holds on to the ball the entire time, and this time they don't even get a shot off. This is my reaction to that. I didn't actually record me watching that, because I just I like to record myself when they hit a game winner, but in this case I had no faith, and sure enough I was right, because what the hell are you holding it to the last second again when in the end of the fourth quarter it didn't work and you got the same result, a worse result in overtime, because this time you didn't even get a shot off. Lucky didn't start a Hawks fast break. You had DeJounte Murray miss a game winner himself. But anyways, then you go into the double overtime. And that's when you saw some Tyler Hero heroics. You saw the Hayward Highsmith and pretty much the rest of that. So that's how the game went. Exciting win, sure. You know, would I be happy about it if it was like December? Yeah. But right now with three games left in the season and you got a back-to-back tomorrow. Never mind that. Against the Dallas Mavericks, who are absolutely on fire. I think Luka had like 37 points tonight in like 12 minutes. Some crazy like that. He had 39 points in 34 minutes, but he did have a 39-point triple-double. So Dallas won. They won by 30. So I'm assuming those guys didn't play too many minutes overall. And you play them tomorrow night. That game is obviously going to be rough. It would have been rough if you didn't go into double overtime the night before. But hey, as Jimmy Butler said after the Pacers game, we've never made it easy before. Why make it easy now? And he sure took that to heart. This is Jimmy Butler. Anyways, let's go through this box score a little bit, see if there's anything that I kind of forgot to talk about here. I did forget to mention in that fourth quarter, they missed four free throws. Hayward missed two back-to-back, and then Jimmy also missed two himself, split a couple attempts to the free throw line. In a game that went to overtime, you can't miss that many free throws, but they won. So I digress. Let's see what else we got here. Let's go to the Miami Heat box score. So Jimmy Butler tonight, he kind of started the game out pretty aggressive. I feel like he's been coming out strong in these first quarters and then kind of coasting the rest of the game to seeing if they really need him. And tonight they needed him in the fourth, and he really wasn't there scoring-wise. But he did have a pretty nice facilitating game. 9 assists for him. Even also had 25 points and 8 rebounds in 44 minutes. You know the boy's going to be tired tomorrow. Only 14 shots for him, but he did have the 13 free throw attempts. You know what I always say. That's a great sign of aggression. If he can get anywhere over 10, I am happy with that from Jimmy Butler. We talked about Jovic. Bam Adebayo tonight. Only 10 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 4-8 from him. The 8 field goal attempts is tough. But we, especially when, what, 2 of them were 3s, he was 2-for-2 today. We kind of know in the past he struggled offensively with those bigger, burlier centers like a Clint Capella. Even Bruno Fernandes, a pretty big guy, and he was hooping today. So this doesn't necessarily surprise me by Bam. He has been better this year against some of those bigger centers, at least defensively, like Jokic, for example. And there was another one earlier this year. I forget exactly who, but anyways, 8 shots today for Bam. Missed several bunnies in the fourth quarter, but in overtime. But it is nice to see that he's continuing to expand his three-point range, because a guy like Clint Capella can't get out there. And I do think it makes this Heat offense more dynamic, even though it wasn't great today. We talked about Caleb Martin, 0-for-9. And Tyler Hero, how amazing he is. Once again, just 33 points in 47 minutes. Absolutely incredible. Tyler Hero, shout out to you. You were amazing. And I don't say it enough. You were great. Off the bench today, nothing too much of significance here. Only 6 minutes for K-Love. He only got 7 minutes the prior game. It's weird how his minutes have been so low. He was hooping first few games since he came back from injury. Maybe Spo just wants to give him some rest going into the postseason. I don't know. Or maybe it was a case of just favoring Hayward Highsmith and Nikola Jovic. And obviously, those are your big man minutes. They got to come from somewhere. Your only backup big is really Kevin Love. And then, of course, we talked about Highsmith. He finished with 13 today. And then DeLon Wright did get 20 minutes a run to fill in for some of those starting guards that Miami was missing. He had 7 points himself. On the Hawks side of things, what are we at here? DeAndre Hunter, 23-11. DeJounte Murray, a 29-13-13 triple-double. But the guy that I want to shout out, I guess, is Garrison Matthews, 11 points for him. Random scrub Heat killer Hall of Famer. And anytime he has a night like tonight where he hits some pretty huge threes, even had a 4-point play earlier, I got a shout out that I had Garrison Matthews break my heart before Heat Nation even knew who he was. Now, I went to Fort Myers, or I live in Fort Myers. I went to FGCU for college, you know, so after I graduated, I stayed in the area. And I was at FGCU for some of our best basketball years, right? Not the Dunk City years, but we had Brandon Goodwin over here, the school's first NBA player. He bounced around the league a little bit, for Atlanta, Cleveland, the Knicks, and Memphis, a few other spots. And this team was amazing, right? They had one season, amazing regular season. They go to the conference championship, right? And they're playing Lipscomb, who has a guy by the name of Garrison Matthews. And I'm sitting here saying, oh, we've been dominant all season, number one in the conference. All we got to do is win, and we in the March Madness. It's going to be a great time. They made it the year before. They were actually playing Jonathan Isaac's FSU, who beat us. But I'm like, here we go. We got another chance to make it. Brandon Goodwin's a senior, our last shot at this, right? And FGCU was down 30 at halftime because a man named Garrison Matthews had like 40 points on our head. And ever since that day, I've hated Garrison Matthews. And here we are in the NBA, and whether he's on the Wizards or whether he's on the Rockets or whether he's on the Hawks, he still haunts us to this day. I got to stop banging the table. Keeps moving my mic. Anyways, I think that's pretty much all I got to say for this. The Heat play the Mavericks tomorrow. I will be talking about it one way or another. I'll be honest, I'm not optimistic. But we'll see what happens. Part of me just wants to say rest everyone for the next three games and get ready for that playing because it is going to be crazy. But hey, we'll see what happens, Heat Nation. Make sure to like the video and subscribe because I do greatly appreciate it a lot. Seriously, subscribe down below. It's completely free. I'm on the grind to 5K subs. Leave your comments down below on how you feel about this Heat team. And I will see y'all tomorrow.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a headspace. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.